Matt Smith, your NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle Champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And what a damn good birthday present, Matt Smith.
Yes, it was a very nice birthday present. We had a fast motorcycle, and it all worked out today.
Was it the first present that you were given today, having to unfortunately beat your wife in the first round of the bikes at Pomona?
Yeah, you know, I had to run Angie first round, and it all worked out. I mean, you know, she ended up finishing eighth in points, and we knew we had to win first round to continue, you know, to run for the championship. And we went all the way to the finals and beat Eddie, who was running with the championship with us. And we ended up beating him in the finals and running the fastest speed ever for a pro stock motorcycle.
Yeah, see, there you go. 201.65 miles an hour, the record. So it's your birthday. You win the championship. You set a new record for fastest speed. And you took down three former champions in order to do all this as well. Oh, you being the guy that came into the countdown for the points, sixth in points. This is just like, they need to do a movie on this season about you.
Yeah, from not qualifying at the first race and riding something off the bike to having to pull my own stuff out at the second race and, you know, basically running with no sponsorship all year long. I mean, we've had some little people help us, from Denso, Lucas Oil, Elite stepped up and bought us a body to help us with our performance this year. And, you know, just an amazing year to win four races and to win the championship.
Yeah, it's such an incredible story, and I hope that whether it's either NHRA or maybe National Dragster or Racer Magazine does the actual story so that people can read that what you just said right there. You drove for one team in Gainesville, and then come the second race, you were on your own. It's just, and then all of a sudden, you have an elite body down the road later on in the season. It's absolutely phenomenal that you were able to keep your cool through all of that. But then again, having said that, that's what championship drivers and riders do, no?
Yeah. Like I said, it's still hard to believe right now. I'm still just with doing all the media stuff and the photos. And we had to come back after we were done with all that. And NHR was sending a piss and said, hey, you got to tear the motor apart. So we had to tear the motor apart and let them bore and stroke it and be sure everything was legal for the national record and for, you know, the championship. And, you know, pretty awesome deal. Just, you know, we're more out, but we're tearing down now. And we're trying to get loaded up so we can go party for tonight and tomorrow.
Matt Smith is the 2018 NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle Champion. You ever going to get tired of hearing that? How long is it going to take you to get focused for next year?
We're going to take a week off. We're going to leave Saturday, me and Angie and my dad and our whole family, the Smith family. And we always go on vacation somewhere on the coast of North Carolina for Thanksgiving. And we just have our family wheel, you know, for Thanksgiving. And we're leaving Saturday, and I can't wait just to get away and take a week off.
Matt Smith, I wasn't going to ask you this, but I had this picture pop into my head. What's a pro stock motorcycle champion have on the Thanksgiving table? What's your favorite thing besides turkey and dressing?
You know, I like turkey in a certain way, but I'm a big ham person. So I love the honey ham, and we always have macaroni and cheese and corn.
Yes.
And that's me. Those are my three favorite things, is the honey ham, mac and cheese, and white corn. And, I'm there. Anybody fixes that, I'll be over for dinner.
Mac and cheese. Wait a minute. Mac, who makes the mac and cheese? Now, I'm with you. I can get real unglued when some good mac and cheese comes across the table. So who makes the mac and cheese in your family that you just push everybody out of the way to get to?
Well, my grandma Dot, who's no longer with us, she used to make the best mac and cheese. And she kind of passed the recipe down to my mom. Makes an awesome mac and cheese now with the same recipe, and so does my wife. So, you know,
Angie,
we're just passing. Passing the tradition down of making everything.
Angie makes good mac and cheese. So, is that something that she shares with the crew? Do you ever bring any to the track?
Yes, she does. We cook stuff, you know, every now and then at the track. But you know, our main focus when we get here is you know, running fast and winning races and trying to do the best we can. And, you know, but when the guys come up for, to hang out for a couple of days or help in the shop, we'll definitely cook them food and they get good home-cooked meals.
Matt Smith, NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle Champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation.
Yeah, and now he's made us all hungry.
Yeah, yes. Hey, Matt, I mean, you're a well-spoken individual. You and your wife are very, very popular inside NHRA. You promote your sponsors as good or better than anybody. Going into the 2019 season, if you can't land a sponsor or two or three to help carry you through the year, what the hell is it? Is it the series? Is it the TV package? Is it the bikes? What the hell is it that, how come you can't get a damn sponsor?
You know, that's a good question. I don't really know what it is. I mean, we're, you know, we're just fighting, and it's not like we're asking for a lot. You know, the sponsors tell us they want social media interaction and all that. We hired a PR girl, you know, her name's Sadie Glenn, to do our PR stuff, and we get a lot of hits on social media, and it's still hard to find something. And, you know, for we get TV time, we get magazine time with National Dragster, we do all the social media stuff, and I just don't know if I'm asking too cheap, because, you know, when you're looking for $150,000 or $200,000 per year, maybe they think we're just full of BS, you know, and but we're a real deal. You know, we have an 18-wheeler. We have a nice, you know, setup. We got fast bikes. We know how to win races. And, you know, I just, somebody's got to come along and want to get on a championship quality bike. And, you know, I've had plenty of sponsors in the past, but, you know, hopefully somebody new will step up and want us to show what we can do.
Have you and Angie, I'm sure you have, brainstormed doing something as a married couple? Like, for instance, I know it's only a small sponsorship between Graham Rahal and Courtney Force, but they have that Quelo ring deal. I know it's a jewelry thing, and that's their wedding rings that they got together, but they kind of market that. But maybe just going into it as more of a married couple slash athletic thing?
We've tried all the,
yeah, okay,
the stuff with the married couple. You know, we're the only professional couple in NHRA Motors or in NHRA, you know, running together now. And I mean, we just, it'd be nice that if somebody wanted to use that to go toward that, just like they're doing with Courtney and Graham. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Graham has a lot of money, and Courtney and John, you know, everybody knows they got a lot of money. So, you know, I don't know how big their deal is, you know, with Quelo and all that stuff, but, you know, they've got the big sponsors behind them. You know, Courtney's got Advance Auto Parts, and, you know, and her dad behind her. And, you know, hopefully somebody will step up. That's all I'm praying for, is somebody step up and let us run with them.
Have you talked to some of the, whether it's Don Schumacher, John Forrest, Coletta, about teaming up with those guys?
You know, Schumacher used to have a bike in the day, and, you know, I've tried to talk to him about getting some of the stuff, you know, to try to help us out. And, you know, I haven't talked to Coletta and them. You know, Connie is an icon out here, and you just got to get with the right people. You just got to know somebody inside. But it sure would be nice if some one of these big teams like that would enjoy us little motorcycle guys, you know, helping them win races and put, you know, more wallies on their counts, you know, as far as, you know, their total counts, you know, that they're looking for too. You know, it just, they can help us with not having nitro, and you know, we can help them help them get wallies.
Little motorcycle guys, my ass.
Yeah.
You're the only motorsport on the planet that has no roll cage, no Hans device, no seat belts. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. You're probably the most badass motorsport out there, period.
Yeah, and I agree with it. I mean, and for us to be able to go 200 mile an hour in 201 this weekend with, just like you said, no roll cage, no seatbelt, and to do it on normally aspirated, you know, no nitrous, no turbo, no power adders whatsoever, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
to do it a 4 mile.
Well,
wow.
The good part about this is, well, for the next 12 months, they can call you champion.
Three-time champion.
You're exactly right, and it sounds great. You know, I've been a two-time champion since 13, and just love being called a three-time champ. And just wish I could have got it done with my dad this year. He lost the championship by 9 points, and we'd have been father-son again winning the championship together. But we'll go after next year.
Matt, happy holidays to you, even though it's the second week of November. I'm just saying happy holidays because we won't talk to you until 2019, buddy.
All right. Well, thank y'all, and thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You
absolutely
bet.
Happy birthday. Go celebrate.
All right. Thank y'all.
That's incredible. Today's his birthday. I mean, you know, when the season started, he was like, oh, crap, Pomona Finals are on my birthday. Better make it a good one.
Who in the hell has mac and cheese on Thanksgiving?
Oh, my. What? It sounds
amazing.
Are you kidding?
You think the Indians or the Pilgrims had mac and cheese back in the day?
You think they had gravy? No. Like, box stack? No. Come on.
Mac and cheese?
You think they had green bean casserole, Kenny?
What the hell is that, Stat Man? Come on. Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what you do. I wouldn't sit down at a Thanksgiving table without mac and cheese. Come on.